From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde, in for Ross Reynolds. Heavy metal bands spend a lot of time singing about it. Evangelical Christians warn about it. Does hell exist? And if so, who ends up there and why? Just in time for Halloween, there's a new documentary out. It's called Hellbound. In it, filmmaker Kevin Miller turns a critical eye on the view of hell that's widely held among evangelical Christians. So I want to start out by asking about one of the people that's featured in your movie pretty prominently because he's based here in Seattle, and that's Pastor Mark Driscoll. He's the person behind the Mars Hill Church. What is Pastor Driscoll's view of hell?
That basically people who don't conform to a certain set of beliefs will end up there, and it would be a place of eternal torment for the wicked. And basically, I think his theology would say that God ultimately decides who will be in heaven and who will be in hell. That free will does enter the picture, but only really to condemn ourselves. And then of the condemned people, God chooses to save some of them.
And how close is Pastor Driscoll's view to what other evangelical Christians believe?
Well, I think Pastor Driscoll is one of the most, I heard at one point he was one of the most downloaded pastors in America. But, you know, he does have a huge influence across the country. But again, only within certain circles.
Where do other Christians come down on the question of hell, let's say Catholics?
Yeah, again, every denomination is going to have a wide diversity of views. But within Catholicism, definitely the idea that hell exists and that some people might end up there is the dogma. But there's a hope, even within Catholicism, that hell, it might exist, but maybe nobody's in there, or that maybe a very small number of people end up there. But the fact that hell is there, they would see it as a corollary of free will, that if we can use our will to make choices, there has to be consequences for those choices.
I'm talking to documentary filmmaker Kevin Miller about his new film, Hellbound. And one of the things that you explore in the movie is some alternative views of hell within Christianity. Explain what those are.
Within Christianity, you could probably break it down to three main families of views. There's the idea of eternal torment. Everyone's pretty much familiar with that. It's that if you basically, hell is a place of fire and brimstone and eternal torture. Then there's another family of views called annihilationism. And this is the idea that the wicked aren't ultimately tortured forever, they're extinguished. And then there's something called universalism, and this is the idea that all people might be reconciled to God. And this is really the viewpoint that our film attempts to see, can a compelling case be made for this view? Because universalism has, it's been with the church from the beginning. There's some of the earliest church fathers held to this view, but for various reasons, different types of universalism have been condemned throughout history. But what we're seeing right now is actually a rise in this view, specifically within Protestant evangelicalism. So what the film does is wade into this controversy, because when somebody comes out as a universalist, it becomes very controversial. A lot of people want to try and shut that down. Mark Driscoll from Mars Hill would say that within Christianity, we'll tolerate dissent up to a point, but there's a boundary marker which places you outside of the faith. And he would say that if you believe in eternal torment or annihilationism, then you're a Christian. If you venture into universalism, the idea that all people might be reconciled to God, he would say you're no longer a Christian. And the challenge I would put out this is to say that I find it kind of odd for a bunch of people who follow Jesus, whose highest law was to love God, to love our neighbors, and to love our enemies as ourselves, that they would be more upset by the idea that God would save everyone than they would by the idea that billions of people might be suffering in hell for eternity.
Kevin Miller is with us talking about his new film, Hellbound, that asks the question, does hell exist? You also seem to be making a connection between U.S. foreign policy and the evangelical belief in hell as a place where people go for all eternity to be punished. And I'm wondering what you're getting at there.
Well, I think that if we look at dialogue in America right now, we don't see too many people out there saying, I might be right about this. We see a lot of people saying, I can't be wrong about this. This can't be wrong. And those guys over there, they certainly can't be right. And there's really an us and them sort of people that, who disagree with me aren't just wrong, they're damnable. And I think that percolating underneath a lot of our dialogue in, we'll say, North America today, in so many different issues, is this idea of an us and them, a separation. And whether or not you believe in hell, I think this narrative is informing us even on a subconscious level, and I think having a really distorting and destructive effect, because I think what's happening is a lot of confrontation, but not very much conversation out there. And what we're really trying to argue for in Hellbound is let's have a conversation, because let's face it, none of us are God. None of us are objective. We all have a subjective view on reality. And so I think that we benefit by listening to other people's perspectives rather than trying to shun or shut people down just because they disagree with us.
You also interviewed a screenwriter named Robert McKee in the movie, who's an atheist. And yet Robert McKee also thinks there's a lot to be said for hell from a storyteller's perspective. What's his point?
Well, yeah, Robert McKee's a really interesting case because he was raised Catholic. And I always say once Catholic, always Catholic, because it's really hard to escape the paradigm that you were raised with. You're either going to live within it or react against it. And I think that Robert McKee has really reacted against it. But what he gets at in our film is the cold logic of hell being a natural consequence of a belief in free will and choice. And so if choices have no meaning, then life has no meaning. And so I think the thing that he struggles to deal with is if you take away the idea of eternity and hell, well, then what's the point? And the response I would give to that is to say, you know, in our own justice system, we don't hand out life sentences when people jaywalk, that not every punishment to a crime has to be an eternal punishment or a lifelong punishment, that we tend to match the punishment to the crime. So I think we can have plenty of justice and plenty of consequences without them being eternal consequences.
I'm talking to filmmaker Kevin Miller about his new documentary. It's called Hellbound, and it takes a critical look at the view of hell that's held widely among evangelical Christians. Kevin Miller, you've also got somebody like Martin Luther King, and as I understand it, his belief in divine judgment and the belief in divine judgment was an animating force in the civil rights movement. So how do you deal with that? How do you think about that from a theological perspective?
Well, I think the language of hell is necessary in an odd sort of way, because if we don't have the language of hell when something bad happens, we're left with really the language of psychology or sociology or politics. And none of those vocabularies seem adequate to describe the, you know, if you're looking at racial hatred, they don't seem adequate to describing the horror and the injustice of what's happening. We need to say that this behavior is damnable. And I think it's really important to express things in those terms. But it comes back again to this question of if God is just, of course he has to have an answer for evil and for evil actions. But what is the purpose of punishment? Is punishment an end in itself, or is it a means to an end? I have four children, and I tend to have to punish them a lot. But what it's always meant toward is their good. It's never meant to be destructive of them. So if I ground them or something like that, it's meant to be a corrective to their behavior. And so I would look upon God, if he is truly a father, as Jesus portrayed him to be, that he would approach it in much the same way.
What about other faiths that aren't included in this documentary? Non-Christians like Muslims, Jews, Hindus, they're not included. Why not?
We did start out thinking that we were going to do more of a comparative study of different religions because, yeah, the idea of hell, it crops up in Islam and Buddhism and so many other religions. But to be honest, there's actually a really good History Channel documentary that does exactly that. So we don't want to reinvent the wheel. The other thing that happened was partway through our development process, there was this huge controversy that erupted within evangelicalism in America over this book called Love Wins by Rob Bell. And so we decided to follow that controversy. And I think what it becomes is a microcosm that shows us a lot of bigger issues at play in this one situation. So we can, I think that, you know, really the elevator pitch for Hellbound is that this movie's about a lot more than hell. Hell becomes the trigger point through or the lens through which we can examine a whole number of things in terms of how do we form beliefs? How can we know what's true? How do we deal with people who disagree with us? And what are the consequences of our beliefs in the rest of the world?
Filmmaker Kevin Miller's new documentary is called Hellbound. I'm wondering how robust the conversation really is within evangelical Christianity about whether or not hell exists. Is there really much of a debate about that?
I think it's growing. When Rob Bell came out with his book in the spring last year, I think within 6 months there had been at least half a dozen, if not more, books written in response to it. Now, a lot of those books are trying to shut it down. This is something you see interesting, you know, that's really interesting out there, is that there's certain people that are trying to shut down the bait. Other people are trying to make it happen. And I think that if you move out of Protestant evangelicalism, you do see a lot more openness to this sort of discussion. And I think that the question is, are we having a true discussion where anything's on the table, or is it a discussion that can only lead to preselected outcomes? And we definitely are on the side of let's put everything on the table, because the universe is what it is no matter what we believe about it. So let's just be about the business of trying to find out what is rather than what we would prefer to be.
Kevin Miller's with us. He's got a new documentary out that looks at the belief in hell. Ideas about hell have been around for a very long time. And despite your best efforts, the kind of fire and brimstone, eternal judgment idea of hell seems very persistent. Why is that?
Well, I think it performs certain functions. We live in a world where a lot of bad things happen. And I think the human response, the most basic human response is to say they did something bad to us. We're going to do something bad to them. And if God is saying, well, maybe you shouldn't do that, well, then we'll count on God to do that. So I think it's only natural to react that way in the face of evil. And so the concept of hell is doing a lot of work for us. I think it also simplifies the world. We live in a world right now that's very complicated. How do you know who the good guys are and the bad guys? And I think this doctrine of hell cuts right through that and offers you a really simple solution. People who think like us are the good guys. People who don't are the bad guys, and God agrees. And that's why I think someone like Mark Driscoll is so popular, because he is a master at really simplifying complex issues. And people gravitate toward that because it's a confusing world to live in right now. And yeah, I agree that at least in the Western Church, the idea of eternal torment has been dominant for a long time. But we don't decide truth according to majority vote. And I also wouldn't say that just because an idea is old doesn't mean it's right. And just because another idea is new doesn't mean it's wrong. Some people will say, well, universalism is such a late development. I would say, well, number one, that's not true. But number two, I would say, well, so is gender and racial equality. So are we going to reject those because we kind of arrived at those late in the game? Well, no, I would say that's a progression in our understanding of the best way to live as a human community.
Kevin Miller's with us. His new documentary is called Hellbound. Final question, Kevin Miller. What do you think the chances are that your view, that this view that nobody goes to hell, will someday become the dominant one, especially among evangelical Christians?
Well, I'll say this. 20-some years ago, the idea of annihilationism was really controversial. So there was a famous English theologian named John Stott who came out as an annihilationist. He said, I just cannot buy into the idea of eternal torment anymore, and I believe that God doesn't torture people forever. They're ultimately extinguished. This is a big deal because he was broadly respected across the board. And so what were people going to do with it? And people bent over backwards to make sure that he wasn't shut out, and actually rewrote the definition of what it meant to be evangelical so that it could include him. 20 years later, if you come out as an annihilationist, nobody really bats an eye, not even Mark Driscoll. He'll say, I think you're wrong, but you're not dangerously wrong. So universalism now is the thing that people get upset about. And so I would look down the road and say 20 years from now, I think we're going to look back at this controversy and wonder what we were so upset about. Because, again, I think that universalism, the idea that God isn't tribal, I think that that is a progressive religious thought rather than a retrograde. I think everything that pushes us back into a tribal way of thinking, again, is something that Jesus is trying to call us out of. And I think as long as we sit there, we're going to continue to just perpetuate this cycle of self-destructive violence that we seem to be caught up in.
Filmmaker Kevin Miller, his documentary is called Hellbound. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.